For 30 years, old Zapata, Texas, slept beneath the waters of Falcon Lake along the Rio Grande. Then, in 1983, a severe drought dried up parts of the lake, and the remains of the historic town were uncovered. Former residents returned home to dance in the town plaza and to sift through memories. Falcon Lake is the reservoir pool of Falcon Dam, a colossus of earth and concrete that's flanked by two hydroelectric power plants. The dam was built to control flooding, to conserve water, and to irrigate what is called the Magic Valley downstream. It was a joint project of the United States and Mexico, and the first international water project in North America. It cost $47 million. A 5-mile bridge runs along the top of the dam and connects the two nations. Two stainless steel boundary markers rise midway along the bridge. There, Presidents Eisenhower of the United States and Cortines of Mexico dedicated the dam in October of 1953. Falcon Dam changed the course of the Rio Grande and of history. 5,000 Texans and Mexicans were relocated from historic towns that would be drowned by Falcon Lake to new towns that had no past and no running water. Today, bass swim where the old Zapata County Courthouse once stood. The elegant two-story structure was built in 1899 with sandstone cut from the riverbanks. It was the centerpiece of a town site established with Spanish land grants, all smashed to rubble to make navigation of the shallow lake safe for fishermen. Falcon Dam was built in the name of progress, but at a cost to history. Gone are the 18th century communities constructed with sandstone and corazon by border pioneers. Gone, except in the dry seasons, when the waters of Falcon Lake recede.